creature came forth a stranger on earth. How I long to be like Jesus, my faithful Savior. How rich His favor, how I long to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus on earth. How I long to glory. I only, how I ask to be like Him. Let's sing that song, Show Me the Way. Show me the way. Child, oh,
Don't you leave me, Lord. You are my guide. Show me the way.
Amen. Opportunity to warm our voices. Jesus, I want to die to my will. Be born anew in your grace. Hallelujah. For as I am, I cannot please you. And all I want to see is your face. Oh, mine will be done. Be done, Lord. Be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my life. When I do good, Lord. When I do good, evil spray is present. In God's presence, I'm a place. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil spirit is present. In God's presence, I'm a blame. Oh, I must decrease, he must increase. My is there. I believe. This you played on.
Robinson plowing coal. Preacher angry, got mad at his view. Oh, he said, Lord, if you don't seal me here and now, find my bows lying next to my plow. Oh, mine will be done.
Presence, in God's presence, I'm a blessed.
Yes, in God's presence. Amen. Amen. We are blessed. Even now, as we stand on holy grounds in His presence, we are already blessed. Lord, we thank you. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we are blessed. We thank you for the quickening that Lord has quickened us from our various homes, north, south, east, and west, and generosities that, Lord, you have accorded us, O God, to run to no other place but into your presence, Lord, to begin the week from you, Lord. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us the week that has passed, and Lord, we look forward, O God, for this week also. Even beginning from now, Lord, we are looking on to you, that all the purpose, all that, Lord, you have planned for your children, we know that, oh God, you made every day for your children to be rejoicing and to be glad in it, Lord. So, Father, we know this week is going to be a blessing, amen. Lord. So bless our Sunday schools now as we commit it into your hands, the children also. And, Father, let the Holy Spirit now take the word and bring it to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richard, bless you. Yes, sir. Shall we be seated for a while? Because today it will be more reading from my notes today. So we are building that house. Amen. A house that the Lord wants to live in and walk in it so that He will be our God and we His people. Amen. So we all know where we have reached so far. Brotherly kindness. And now we need the capstone to complete. Amen. So give us the first slide. Let's go back a little and pick from where. So we have a charity. That's our subject. The next one, please. So we hear here, we see that he said, Moses, building the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, he had to build it according to what? The heavenly vision he had seen. That's very, very important, according to the heavenly vision. And Moses, having paid heed, you see, giving all diligence to God's given requirements in building the tabernacle, the glory of the Lord descended from heaven and filled the temple. Amen. Because it has been done according to what? God's word, requirements. Praise the Lord. The next one. Then when the children of Israel finally settled in the promised land according to the scripture, the King David desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him an house as the temple of Jerusalem. And that temple also, having been built according to God's requirements, it received the approval and blessings of God. And the glory of God descended from heaven and filled it. Amen. The next one. Always the third is the perfection. And here we come to the perfect tabernacle. Not made with what? Not made with hands. Amen. But according to God's divine power, which had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, that by those things we might be what? Partakers of His divine nature. He's also given us what? The materials. And so we must do what? We must also give all diligence. Amen. If we do that, what will happen? The glory of the Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost, the love of God will overshadow this temple of God that is in you and in me. It's the same thing. If we do it rightly, the same glory also will descend upon us. And that's what? The power of the Holy Ghost, the love of God. Amen. So the perfect tabernacle, which is what? The stature of a perfect man. That brings you to what? The stature of a perfect man. Amen. So we all know the materials he has given to us, but do you want us to read again so that we stand and read? Okay, shall we stand and read the materials once again? That's 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 2 Peter 1. Let's read from verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, see, beside your faith, the faith that has brought you in, and having escaped from the corruption of the world, beside that, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. Amen. Shall we be seated now? So here are the materials that have been given to us to build that house that he wants to dwell in and walk in it. And so let's look at, give us the slide for verse 8. So he said, if these things, as those materials, divine materials that have been given unto us, if these things be in you and abound, because we are going to look at that, those things can be in you, but it doesn't abound. Yeah, that's right. And so you become what? Having what? The form of godliness, but what? Denying the power thereof. See. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. Amen. If you cannot see afar off, like the farmer sees afar off. Always I call the farmer on this, because he sees afar off. He sees the harvest. So for that reason, no matter what the weather is, he will do everything to put the what? The land, prepare the land. And waste his time to sow a seed, because he knows very well that the law, God's law of botany, will never fail. As long as the soil has been well prepared, a seed has been put there, God's law for botany will never fail. It will grow up and bear what? A 60-fold, 100-fold. So he looks at the harvest. So that's a farmer looks what? Afar off. Amen. And when we also look afar off, we see what? We see the eternal glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Oh, my. To have forgotten. I can't remember. Like, you see, when you put a rope on a fowl, and you take the rope later, the fowl will be still standing there. He's forgotten that he has been, what, loosened. Amen. And he will still be there. Because he was chained to a place. Praise the Lord. Amen. He has forgotten that the master has released him to go. But we are not blind. Amen. The next one. Yeah. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be what? Ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, give us the next slide. The The next one. Right, okay. Now here is talking about these things be in you and it doesn't abound. An example is this car engine. All the mechanics are what? Perfect. You see? Those things are there. He said, we have, the prophet said, we have so much of mechanics and not dynamics. Now, my body is the mechanics, but my body will not operate without what? The dynamics. The spirit, see? And the spirit operates my body, brings it into what? In control. So, after we have gotten all these things, we need a capstone. That's right. We need something that can what? Move us. Praise the Lord. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. Because this engine, without the power, the wine and the oil and the wine, it cannot what? It cannot operate. Next one. So the prophet said, like an automobile with no gasoline in it, with no firing power, see? No matter how fine the mechanics is fixed up, the cylinders, the points, the plugs, and whatever more, it's got to have a current also. Current, that's power, huh? I did it.
Yeah.
Amen. It's got to have a current also. You got to take those together. The mechanics and what? The power together.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the way God is. It's got to get a believer. He's got to get a believer with God. A believer, you are a believer. Without God, you cannot operate. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, you cannot operate. Just like an engine. Amen. That's what the prophet said. My body is like what? It's like an this in an engine, you see. To make the contact, then something is going to happen. When the contact comes, the believer and the Holy Spirit comes into contact, then something is going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Something is going to happen. Next slide. Now building, building this monument, building this statue. See, it starts off, and the foundation that's on is what? Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. Now. What it do? As what next? Then they are waiting for the headstone, which is what? Love. For God is love. And he controls. And he is the strength of every one of these things. Every one of these things. He controls it. Amen. The next. Right here, let me take my this thing. And show something here, what the prophet is trying to tell us here.
He said, right here. I got in between all these works is here, and here there's a little waves coming.
That's what he's trying to tell us. There's a little wave coming as the Holy Ghost coming down through Christ, the Holy Spirit. He said the Holy Spirit above is above all this. It's above all this. Welding together, you see. See, welding together the building and what? A perfect church for the capstone to cap it off. So this Holy Spirit here, what it does is that, you see, it made a sign that is coming down. He said it has to weld all this together.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because faith without what?
The Holy Ghost is no faith.
Virtue without the Holy Ghost is not faith. It's not virtue.
That's right.
Amen. That's what we say, that you may have all abound in all that. You have all these things, but it must what? Abound. And it can only abound through what? The power of the Holy Ghost, which has to go through all of them. Amen. The next slide. Then Peter here says first seven things: faith, virtue, see, coming up, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness, and then the love of God, the Holy Ghost, Christ in the person of Holy Ghost. Christ is the Holy Ghost, and the person of the Holy Ghost comes upon you in the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you got all these virtues sealed in you. And then God lives in a tabernacle called what? The building. The living tabernacle of the living God dwelling place. Amen. So we become the dwelling place of the Almighty God. And so the temple in Jerusalem, you cannot what? Confine God in one place.
Yeah.
Amen. You cannot confine God in one. God sit here so that the whole world will be traveling to Jerusalem to go and worship. No, sir.
Yeah.
But he's an omnipresent God.
Yeah.
He's everywhere. So ye are the temples of the living God. So in Alaska today, there is a temple there because Christ is living in someone. In Australia, there's a temple of God there.
Amen.
That makes him the omnipresent God. He's everywhere.
Amen.
Amen. You cannot confine him to one place. That's why the prophet said, what house will you build me?
Three.
Amen. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. What house will you build me? See, God will not live in a house that is what? Built with what? Hands. But it is what? The power of the Holy Ghost building a house for God to come and live in. Let's see what the next slide is quickly. Now, that is the house that God dwells in, not a building with a big bell on top of it or a high steeple. See? But body has thou what? Prepared me. A body that God can dwell in, God can walk in, God can see in, God can talk in, God can work in. Amen. A living instrumentality of God. God walking on 2 feet in you.
Amen.
And he said, glory. See, the footsteps of the righteous is always ordered by what? God. God walking in you. My brother, my sister. Wow. Isn't it so great that you walking, you are not yourself, but God in you, doing, talking, walking, seeing, amen. Because if he's not there for you, you can look at things that you shouldn't be looking at. Amen. Because he's in you. When you see it at all, still you don't see it. You don't hear it. You see, praise the Lord, because he controls your ears. All the five senses.
That's right.
Yes, at the other day I was always say this thing, that when I was walking one time in Moore Street, and some songs, music blasting, you see people tapping their foot like this. You see, their ears are connected to that place. But you see, it's blasting. But you see, I only hear what noise, and go my way. It cannot what influence me. Because there is someone who is controlling every situation, all the five senses. Praise the Lord. So, God walking in you, for ye are the written epistles read of all men. And if the life that's in Christ be in you, you will what? Bear the life that Christ bore. Amen. Amen. Quickly, let's see whether we can. Okay, next one. Yeah, it's all talking. Okay, let's. But I want 5 minutes. Then let's get to. They are all talking about now. We need to talk about love. What the scripture also says.
Amen.
Amen. So 1 Corinthians 13. It said, and though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries. You see, those are the what? The mechanics that you have. You can have all these things, but there must be what? You see that we come back to that same place. That you might have all these virtues, but you need what? Charity. You see? And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains. You see, those are the Alps mountains. You see? You can even remove them. My, yes. And have no charity, I'm nothing. That means you have all this. It must abound. And it could only abound by what? By what? The power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The next. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
Amen.
Next. He said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Now we begin to look at ourselves now. Let everybody begin to look at this, his or him or herself now. Say, charity suffereth long and is kind. See, long suffering, what is it? It means what? Patience or endurance. It is a characteristic of what? Love. The Greek word translated as suffereth long is what? Makrotumi or whatever it is, you say. Which means to be someone who is slow to anger, having a long temper. You see, you cannot provoke a person that who is what? In the stature of a perfect man. Long suffering shows restraints when stirred to anger. A person who is not quick to retaliate. Are you like that? Oh, I don't hear amen. Are you like that? God bless you, brother. Amen. Charity envieth not. Like Cain was envious of his brother Abel and killed him, you see. And again, also, Saul was envious of what? David's success, and tried to also kill him. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up, you see? A state of what? Pride, vanity, arrogance, where individuals see themselves as superior to others. And then we see of what? Pharisees. Are you a Pharisee?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. See, it doeth not behave itself unseemingly. See, that person who is not proud or boastful or inappropriate toward conduct, you see, especially in church settings, you see. Seeketh not her own. See? Not self-seeking. It doesn't prioritize its own desire or well-being beyond the needs of others.
Yeah.
Or you always want to see even your brother take what? A lion's share than you even, you see. Because you know, God will bless you. Amen. It seeketh not her own. Not self-seeking. It doesn't prioritize. Oh, okay. Is not easily provoked. See, not quick to anger or irritation. Love does not behave unseemly. Thinketh no evil. Fine face, but inside here. Oh, God bless you, brother. But God sees everything. You cannot hide it from God. Amen. You thinketh no evil. Love does not deliberately keep records of wrongs or past mistakes of others. I have a diary. My brother, this day, this brother did this and that for me, against me. It doesn't keep that record. Love doesn't do that. Amen. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Love doesn't celebrate or be happy when things are going wrong or injustice is being done, but rejoices when truth and righteousness prevail. It beareth all things, believe all things, hope all things, endureth all things. That means it's patience, it's kind, and ability to what? To preserve, to persevere through even difficult circumstances. Next one, the last one. So the pure love of Christ, charity, it never fails. Amen. It never fails. Amen. Love never fails. Amen. Oh, give me the last one. Love bears all things and believe all things. Oh, couples, love your wives. Wives, be obedient to your word, your husbands. Children, parents, don't provoke. Praise the Lord. The city of a perfect man. How many believe they are perfect? Well, they are perfect in stature. Praise the Lord. God richly bless you. So, we come to the, we will start with the church age, but I will stay off for a while for other ministers to come in, and then when we come back, we start with the church age. Amen. Let's bow down. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Yes, we want to be like you. And that, Lord, we thank you. You have provided us, Lord, the way to go. And we thank you that, Lord, you have the Holy Spirit even is there, oh God, to help us to grow up, Lord, into that stature that, Lord, you can live in us and be our God. And we also see you as our God, Lord. Father, we want to worship you this morning. You have opened a new week unto us. We want to praise you. We want to give glory to you. And Lord, we want to commit to the Sunday and the musicians, our instruments, everything, our mouths, our hands, that we will raise in worship this morning, that Lord, it will be accepted in your sight, O God. The Lord, prepare the atmosphere for us, O God, in our hearts, that Lord, when, your word that you have for us for the week and beyond it comes, Lord, it will have a place in us. Father, we commit your servant also into your hands with the word coming, Lord. Father, set him aside and speak to us this morning. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brother. God bless you. Sorry, I've taken some few minutes.